Light that spark, Fire Nation. JLD here, and welcome to Entrepreneurs on Fire, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network with great shows like Duct Tape Marketing. Today, we'll be talking about getting ahead of the curve by automating your processes. To drop these value bombs, I have brought Brandon Zobel into EO Fire Studios. Brandon is the CEO and founder of Prosper Spark, a one-stop shop for all your Excel consulting and process automation needs. He leverages his 20-plus years of experience to make the lives and processes of his 200 plus clients easier. And today, Fire Nation, we're talking about the power of automation. We're going to talk about automating a single process and the power that can have and ensuring the best results and so much more. And a big thank you for sponsoring today's episode goes to Brandon and our sponsors. Success Story, hosted by Scott D. Clary, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network and features Q&A sessions plus convos on sales, marketing, business, and more. A recent ep on how to protect your business in times of crisis is a must listen. Listen to Success Story wherever you get your podcasts. Brandon, say what's up to Fire Nation and share something that you believe about becoming successful that most people disagree with.
Hey there, Fire Nation. Something that I believe about becoming successful that most people disagree with, I would say that you don't need a perfect slash super detailed business plan to start a business or be successful. And I think, you know, for me as a very logic driven, very analytical person, that's a little odd for me to say, but the reality is you don't. And I speak to a lot of clients. We've got 200 clients and some of those that are looking to start a business. And really, they just need to aim for progress, not perfection. And we see that a lot where just that analysis paralysis happens. And I know not everyone shares that viewpoint.
Progress, not perfection, Fire Nation. And today we're talking about getting ahead of the curve by automating your processes. And we all hear about the power of systems and automations, Brandon. What is process automation to you?
I think there's a real simple explanation or definition, I'll say, for me. And that is, you know, utilizing technology to perform tasks that really don't require a human touch. And I got to tell you, it's 2022. I mean, there are a lot of tasks that that frankly can just be automated. And I come in contact with that daily, right? With people that are just spending time on just silly tasks. And, you know, in every business, nobody's immune to it, right? Every business that is, you know, selling product or service or what have you, has an opportunity in their operation, whether it be sales, operations, accounting, AP, AR, you know, business analysis, reporting. It doesn't really matter. And I think oftentimes, John, the viewpoint is, hey, it's only the large processes that we should be concerned about, but really the small ones matter a lot. And, you know, even just those small, you know, 5 minute, 10 minute, 15 minute processes, they add up, especially if you have a larger team and they're just doing the same thing over and over again. So that's process automation to me, is just getting rid of those things that you just don't need human touch for.
This powerful, Fire Nation, because I can tell you doing the little things right add up to huge results. And man, a lot of people say, John, like, how do you only work 5 days a month and run a 7 day a week podcast? It's all about processes. It's all about automations. It's all about systems. They didn't come overnight. They came over time. But all of these both big and small things that I do every single day, or I should say over the past 10 years to build up to where I am now, have given me the systems, processes, and automations that allow me to do just that, work incredibly efficiently with a very small team and be very profit-focused. And you can build a business just like that too. I mean, when I was growing up, I was always that person like, why? Why do I have to do this? Why is somebody doing that? Like, isn't there a better way? And always looking for a better way.
There usually is.
There usually is. And guess what? Not 100% of the time, but there usually is a better way, because you're going to get an answer a lot of times like, well, that's how we've always done it. And guess what? I hate that answer. It's the worst answer because it's like, that is not the right answer. The right answer is, if you give me a great reason as to why you do it that way, then I'll be like, okay, I get it. But it's how he's always done it, or it's just better that way. No, it's not going to happen for me. So you have a lot to care about in your life. Why do you care about process automation, Brandon?
When it comes down to process automation, like, And really anything in life, for me, it's all about time. And you know, if you lose money on an investment, right, or somebody quits, like, you can replace those things, right? And you can get your money back on a bad investment in terms of working harder, or making better decisions, so on and so forth. But you can never get your time back. And for me, that's really what started this. You know, I started this company almost 5 years ago, and we're starting our fifth year here. And I really wanted to help more than one company, and I saw the opportunity to improve processes. So I left, I left my job, and I haven't looked back. And now we have, 200 plus clients. And for me, I wanted to, as a, previous, employee of another employer, I wanted to work on high impact tasks that required the human touch, right? I didn't want to work on silly little tasks, and I didn't want the people that I managed and led to be doing the same thing as well. So that's really why I care. I also see all the time where errors, are super costly to businesses. I mean, how many times have you just seen like, oh, whoops, yep, sorry, we made a mistake. And that's going to happen because we're all humans. But if you can reduce that and mitigate that, that's such a huge impact. But again, just to kind of go back to my earlier comment, for me, it's all about time, man. It's all about just getting back that time.
Now, I will say we need to move into kind of a challenging part of this interview for anybody that right now has a team. And I can speak from personal experience. Like, I, at one point, had 13 people on my Entrepreneurs on Fire team. And now we have 5, and we're still doing the same revenue, and we're still doing a lot of the same things that are, really great. But we went from 13 to 5 people. And, some things we were cutting out projects that weren't working, and some things like we tried this and tried that. And so there was like not 8 people were so-and-so axed because of our process and systems got so efficient, but definitely a couple, definitely a few. So I can definitely speak to that from personal experience. So let's talk about that a little bit. Does automation mean replacing employees?
It can mean that, like, what you just spoke to, but oftentimes it doesn't, right? If you think about it, like, if I were to give you an example with a sales team, right? And if you can reduce that time being spent, right, from on a particular proposal or a quote or what have you, and you can automate that and get down to half that amount of time, well, you're not going to probably get rid of a sales rep, right? You're going to use that resource to help generate more sales, right? So oftentimes it means just freeing them from repetitive tasks. Again, I'm going to kind of use this phrase a lot throughout this discussion, but, really free them to work on high impact activities. Like, that's the key, right? You don't want people working on things that a computer can do, right? Like, people contact us all the time, John, where they're like, hey, I have this process. We copy and paste from this report and copy and paste from this report. And then we sum it up, right, in a pivot table and send it to our executive team, right? And it takes us, 30 minutes, every day, right, or every week or whatever, right? Like, those are not high impact activities. Like, do you really want to be paying people to be doing that? And for me, the answer is always like a resounding, no, we don't want people to be spending time doing that. So automation doesn't always mean replacing employees, John. It can, but oftentimes you're freeing them up to do things that are just going to have a bigger impact on your business.
And that's exactly how I like to look at it, Fire Nation. You are freeing up your team to do what they should be doing, what only they can be doing, maybe what systems and automations cannot be doing. Like, should somebody spend 2 hours or 3 hours a day doing things that can be automated and only 4 or 5 hours a day actually selling? Of course not. You want that person selling for 8 hours of the day if that's their work time. So think about it in that manner. You are actually freeing up your team to do what they should be doing, the best use of their time, and that can get really exciting. And we have a lot more to talk about around this area when we get back from thanking our sponsors. Running a business is challenging on its own, and when you add the difficulty of finding qualified candidates to help you grow and scale, well, that can be time-consuming and overwhelming. That's why there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding qualified candidates easy, and you can try it for free right now at ziprecruiter.com/fire. What makes using ZipRecruiter easy? ZipRecruiter does the work for you. First, ZipRecruiter uses its powerful technology to find and match the right candidates up with your job. Then you review these recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply. It's really that simple. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. It's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of January 1st, 2022. And right now, Fire Nation, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ziprecruiter.com/fire. That's ziprecruiter.com/FIRE. ZipRecruiter.com/fire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Are you looking for a platform that's easy for your entire team to use and that also helps your business grow better? HubSpot is a CRM platform that's built to help businesses from startup to enterprise with tools and features teams actually use. Instead of wasting time trying to manage your software, what if you were actually uncovering customer data insights like the average time it takes your team to close a sale? HubSpot is here to make your work life easier with things like their sales hub. HubSpot's sales software ties all your data and tools together in one intuitive, easy-to-use platform so that you can close more deals without more tools. And their marketing hub, where you can build your entire marketing funnel to attract and convert more leads while keeping your sales team in the loop every step of the way. These are just a couple of the ways HubSpot eliminates friction, empowering your team to do their best work. Learn how HubSpot can make it easier for your business to grow better at HubSpot.com. Brandon, we're back, and Fire Nation loves case studies. We love examples. So what kind of impact can automating a single process have? Tell us a specific story.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you 3 examples. The first example I'm going to give you is just kind of talking about our example from earlier with the sales rep. So we're talking about an impact, right? So get this. If you have a team of 5 sales reps, and let's say you're spending 30 minutes per proposal. Now, this could be any, like, this could be really any division, department, you know, process, whatever. But in this example, right, you get 5 sales reps, 30 minutes per proposal, and let's say each of them are doing 10 per week. You know how many hours that is per year? It's 1,300 hours. It's 32 and a half, like, weeks. You have 40 hours a week. I mean, it's incredible, right? I mean, just on a proposal. So now if you think about it, you're like, okay, great. Well, what if you can reduce that to 15 minutes by half, right? Or even just 2/3, right? That's a lot of time being saved. To your earlier comment, John, like you were talking about, like, yeah, you can spend more time selling. That's exactly it, right? You're going to close more deals. So the ROI on that is pretty simple, right? It's going to be pretty quick as well. And so that's just one example there with the sales team. But let me give you some real life examples. Now, this first one, we were working with a real estate valuation firm, right? And they had some clunky code. So we're a spreadsheet consulting firm, right? That's what we do. We live and breathe Excel and process. That is what we do. And they came to us and they said, hey, we have these spreadsheets that we're using for valuations. They're really clunky. They crash a lot. We're doing a lot of double dead entry, right? They're just very inefficient. And I mean, we're talking dozens of users that were using these files for these, you know, essentially financial models, John. And we save them 12,500 hours annually. I mean, it's that is a mind-blowing number, John. I mean, you know, that is one, you know, that's a pretty, that's one extreme, right? But there's others, like, you know, where they're still saving several hundred hours, or, you know, or 50 hours. I mean, it happens all the time. And we've worked on hundreds of projects. That's literally what we do day in, day out. But I mean, 12,500 hours. I mean, and they have been using those for a long time. I mean, several years. And so when you think about all that loss, right? And what sort of growth could they have had, John, had they just made some changes, automated some of those things, right? Made it that process cleaner, you know? I mean, who knows, right? We'll never know, but they are definitely growing right now. And to our earlier, you know, John, we were talking about, you know, does that mean replacing employees? And for them, it was like, they're not replacing anybody with the savings that they have. What they're doing is they're growing like gangbusters, right? They're just growing like crazy. And so now, instead of having to hire a lot more, they're now able to prolong a little bit of that hiring, right? Because now they have a process that's cleaner, right? They have processes that are automated. They have better tools. So now they're just not having to hire as soon. And those are big cost savings, right? And it allows them to scale quicker. This next example, and the last one I'll give you too, is we have a client that's an insurance company. And they had a tool that they used to create different documents that the insurance company has to utilize and issue to their clients. And for them, it was taking them over an hour to complete. And it now takes them 5 minutes, five minutes, man. And so now they are just absolutely cranking out business because of that. And so when you think about what kind of impact, that was your question, and I think it's real clear. It's like, it's going to vary depending on department and function. So in those cases, I mean, your errors are going to be absolutely just significantly lower, right? And beyond that, when you talk about from a financial perspective, John, like there's usually a huge positive financial, impact when you are automating processes, right? And the reason for that is, again, you're saving time, you're reducing your error. And so people are able to spend more time on things like sales and the quality of their product or service, right? Any number of things, right? And so those are huge impacts, real life examples that I gave you, right? I'll give you one more. We had a client, it was taking her like 3 days every month to do this. They're an online retailer, and to generate commissions, John, it was taking her 3 days to do that. We automated it to less than a minute. So when you think about that, now they have time for pet projects, right? And things like that. And those pet projects are important because those are the things, like I can think with you, John, right? You've automated a bunch of processes in your business, right? You've grown like crazy over the years and had great success, right? Those things where you can really improve the quality of your service and your product or your, how streamlined your operation is, the way you do that is having time and the space to do that, right? And you can't do that if you're spending time on low impact tasks that just simply just should be automated.
And let's talk about happiness of your employees. Like, do you think people want to do processes that can be automated? That's mind-numbing tasks. I mean, that's a person like pushing a button at a factory and literally going insane because, again, these are potentially mind-numbing processes that don't have to be done. You can give them creative things, those pet projects that Brandon just shared. That's exciting. That keeps your employees happy. So if we're going to go all in on this, Brandon, I mean, obviously I'm convinced. I hope Fire Nation as well. We want to ensure the best results. How can we do this?
And actually, before we talk about that, like I kind of want to piggyback on what you were talking about when you were talking about the happiness of employees. And I mean, for sure, right? I mean, if you think about how many times, I think about my years in management. I spent about 20 years in management before I started my own company. And how many times have people left because they just aren't challenged, right? And they're working on a task that just isn't, it's just mind numbing, right? And to your point, right? Like they're just not going to be happy, and happy people don't stay. So, I mean, I think that's an important point that you made there, right? Like you want to be fulfilled, and people want to be fulfilled. And especially when there's technology and when people know that there's a better way, right? They don't want to stay, right? So I think that, it's a great point you brought up. And I think it's good to highlight that for people that might be listening is, you want to keep good people. People are really what drive business. That's what's going to separate you from your competitors, just continually making better decisions and having employees and team members that also make better decisions. And they're going to do that if you keep them and you keep them challenged. So back to your question, you said, okay, how do we ensure the best results? So this is a multifaceted answer here, John, but let me kind of give you, in my opinion, how you best approach, hey, how do we, automate a process? How do we improve that process just in general? Well, the first thing you got to do, John, is just determine, should this be an employee, right? Should it be an employee process that should be handled? Should it be automated? In some cases, John, there might be a situation, especially if it's sensitive information, where you don't want to automate it and maybe it does need to be handled by a human being, like an employee, right? In other cases, like it's, again, mind-numbing, right? It should just be automated. And we'll talk about that here in a moment. Or in some cases, you just can't automate it, right? You need to outsource it. And let me talk about where you might need to do that. We had a client that came to us and said, listen, we want you to, we get these PDFs, they're invoices, we our services to review invoices. We want to extract that text from those PDFs, right, and pull it into a spreadsheet so we can review and analyze that data. Well, I said, well, is how important is accuracy? And of course, their answer was, well, very important. I said, well, in that case, those that technology isn't super accurate, right? You should probably just outsource some of that because the quality of those PDFs and some of them are scanned and you're just not going to be able to extract that. And so in some cases, you really just need to just outsource certain tasks. Like you can't automate them or you shouldn't automate them or they're just not going to be consistent. So that's the first thing you really should do when you're thinking, how do you ensure the best results? Well, just determine if it should even be automated, right? Or if it should be outsourced or handled by an internal resource. The next thing is really just to have a project scope. You know, if you're going to approach even internal resource, John, it's like, I'm not even talking for an external resource, but if you're using internal or external, you should really have some sort of project scope. And it doesn't have to be like this big formal document, right? It can really be, something as simple as just, an email with some bullet points just to outline, hey, here are the things that we need to accomplish. Here's the problem. What do we need to, how do we address it? What does success look like? Outlining that, writing that down is important. We get a lot of folks that come to us and don't have anything written down, right? And it's hard to ensure success, right? So just mind you that, again, regardless, have something written down. It's going to help you be successful. If you're utilizing an external resource, John, so let's say you are going to, a firm like myself or others and, freelance or whatever, you need to determine, hey, is this time sensitive, right? In some cases, you're taken to a freelancer, maybe they don't do this, right? Whether it be process automation or maybe you're trying to automate something in accounting, or whatever. If it's something that they do on the side, right, that's something to consider, right? Or do you use a professional firm? There's obviously going to be some cost differential there as well. The same with like the quality. What quality level do you need? So when I say quality, I mean, John, for some people, they don't mind working with people in a different time zone. For some people, language barrier is too much. For some people, it doesn't matter. We have some people that, really want to work with the firm and others that are fine just working with somebody, freelancer that does whatever service on the side, right? In addition to their full-time job. So those are the things you got to just determine. And then if you go with a firm, right, do you need the new kid on the block sort of firm, right? Or you want to take a chance, or do you want to take, more of a reputable firm with a large client list, proven success? So those are all the things that you want to determine. And I think that goes with really any business service that you're choosing, but certainly for automation, right? You really got to think through this. And then the last thing, which I think is almost more important, I don't know if I'd say more important, but certainly significant, is do you need future support? And I'll tell you, John, what we hear a lot is we get people that come to us and they say, yeah, I used to have, again, we do Excel consulting, right? That's what we do. Hey, I used to have this guy named Jim. He used to, help us with our financial model and our budgeting every year, right? Might be a finance department contacting us. Yeah, we used to have Jim. He does on the side. Oh, he's no longer available. He moved to, Puerto Rico, right? wherever. And the difference there is for some people, that really can be a big problem, right? Because when they fast forward to next year, maybe it's an annual thing, or maybe it's something they do quarterly. If that person isn't there and they're in a bind and they need that support, that can be a real big problem, especially if that person, that Jim, right, in this example, built that automation and that person isn't there to support it down the road. Now you're in a situation where you might have to rebuild it and you have essentially lost that, right? You've lost that money, right? Yeah, that investment is gone. You have to kind of rebuild it and your costs go up. So it's important to think about future support for automation because, technology changes fast, John. The world is changing fast. It's important to really think through, do you need that? In some cases, the answer is no, you don't really need future support. But in most cases, you do, you need something. And so really thinking through, what do you need? What sort of impact will that have on my business? You know, how do we ensure the best results? Well, make sure you think through that question specifically, because automation is certainly becoming easier in some aspects with some of those low code tools like Zapier and Integromat, Microsoft, Flow, Power Automate, I should say. So there's different, different tools out there, low code, that are, they're making it easier for the average user to use. But when you start getting into more advanced, automations and techniques and systems and different system integrations, if you want to ensure the best results, really think about those questions, right? Is it time sensitive? What quality level do I need? Do you need future support? And just choose wisely, right? Because oftentimes that choice, it's going to follow you for a while. So just be aware of that, right? That's how I think you ensure the best results.
What a fantastic interview, Fire Nation. And it may not shock you to know that the reason why Brandon has so many value bombs to drop on this topic is because this is what he does. His company, Prosper Spark, is actually an Entrepreneurs on Fire sponsor. So we're really excited about that. And you're going to be able to learn a lot more about Prosper Spark, and you can do that in a couple ways. You can book a completely free project call with them if you visit prosperspark.com/fire. prosperspark.com/fire. That's going to be a free project call. And if you decide to move forward, you're going to get a 10% discount up to $1,000 on your project or service agreement. So the value just keeps on coming, Fire Nation. So if this is something you're like, wow, I need to learn more about this, you can and you should. So Brandon, give us the one key takeaway you really want to make sure that we get about your company, this interview today, and then a call to action, and we'll say goodbye.
First and foremost, I would say one of the biggest takeaways from this, entire conversation that we had is, really looking at the small processes, not just the large ones. If you are spending time and thinking about your business as a whole and your operations, I mean, even a 15-minute task is 65 plus hours, per year, right? If you're doing one 15-minute task per day. So if there's a big takeaway, think about the little ones, right? Those can have a big impact in your operations. They're costing you a lot. You can go to our website. There's a free process cost calculator. You can pop in, that employee's, wage and the number of minutes that process takes, how often you do it. And you can see real time, it's a free, free process cost calculator, and see real time what that process is costing you. People are shocked, right? So I would say that's the number one big takeaway, that I hope people get from this, whether they use our services or not, just really thinking about those things can have a huge impact in your business. As far as our company, what we do and what they take away. So we are a professional Excel consulting firm and process automation firm. That is what we do, is those two big buckets, right? And when it comes to Excel, it's 81% of businesses out there utilize Excel in their everyday operations. And so we get clients from Fortune 100 companies, John, to which you can see on our website, to mom and pop shops, every industry, you name it. Most companies are using, spreadsheets in some sort of manner, even if they have great software, right? They're pulling exports, they're analyzing that data. And the point is that there's people like us out there to help them, right? You don't need to be YouTubing, how to create, this particular formula, right, for hours on end. Like you really don't need to do that. There's people like us out there that can help you. If you want to get in touch, just like John said, you can book a free call with us. We're giving, discounts to listeners. We don't typically do that. But for John, for your listeners, we're doing something a little special. So we're going to give a little discount on those projects. So I hope people take advantage of that. We're not going to do that very long.
Love that. Well, Fire Nation, you know this. You're the average. Of the five people you spend the most time with, you've been hanging out with BZ and JLD today, so keep up the heat. Head over to eofire.com, type Brandon in the search bar. The show notes page will pop up, but your direct call to action, Fire Nation, and this is a limited time offer just specific to listeners of this podcast. Book a free project call with Prosper Spark at prosperspark.com/fire. Entrepreneurs on Fire, if you're listening to this, you're going to get 10% discount of up to $1,000 on your project or service agreement if you move forward. So prosperspark.com, get that free call, make it happen, prosperspark.com/fire. Brandon, thank you for sharing your truth, knowledge, value with Fire Nation today. For that, we salute you and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Hey, thanks, John. It's been fun.
Hey, Fire Nation, a huge thank you to Brandon for dropping value bombs and sponsoring today's episode. Fire Nation, successful entrepreneurs are great at three things: productivity, discipline, and focus. That's why I created the Mastery Journal, so you can master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days, and we're talking step by step. Visit themasteryjournal.com, and I'll catch you there or on the flip side. Success Story, hosted by Scott D. Clary, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network and features Q&A sessions plus convos on sales, marketing, business, and more. A recent ep on how to protect your business in times of crisis is a must listen. Listen to Success Story wherever you get your podcasts.